It's a challenging league, man. We, you know, it challenges you to play for 60 minutes. And, boy, the first half is just not to the level we had hoped. I think, you know, if we take a look at it defensively, it felt like at times, and I'd said this in the locker room, it feels like 10 guys are doing things right, and then you have an opportunity for one guy to make a play, and he didn't make it. And, you know, it happened. There's some plays they competed, they did a nice job. But then we had opportunities to make plays specifically on a pressure, guy coming scot-free, and, you know, we missed, or we didn't take it back to the flat, and just a missed assignment. And it's just, you know, I told them, I said, we've got to train to be clutch. You know, I think that's the big message to them is that when you get your opportunity called, you have to make the play. You have to make the play. And I think we just missed on too many opportunities there defensively. And we came out in the second half, competed better. I appreciate their leadership on that. But we have to get those things corrected. And I know there are some issues on coverage things that, you know, to make mistakes is human, to make mistakes repeatedly. And you know how that ends up, what the final word on that is. So we'll take a good hard look at it and determine it. Offensively, first of all, I want to just make this point known that Chad Henne, I think, is a first-class individual. I think how he handled this whole situation, and he was in a challenging situation, but how he handled it, I can't tell you how much respect and admiration I have for him as a person, how he's handled this, and it's truly top-notch. I think to come to this decision was instincts. I think that I felt like in our conversations, my conversations with Chad and Blake, I felt like as the week went on, it felt clear to me that Blake's body of work as far as in practice, mentality, all those things that we were on to challenge him on from OTAs till now, I felt like, you know what, it's in pretty good place. It's in a pretty good place. And I just felt like he was ready for his body of work to begin on the field. And, you know, so and that's what I told Chad. We'll see when it happens. I don't know if it's this game, but if there's an opportunity that presents itself, he may be doing some good things. But if we feel like we need it as a team, we're going to make the change. And it happened in the second half. So I appreciate Chad. I handle it. Blake, I thought, did a nice job. He's going to learn now. He's going to learn. But he made some plays. He kept plays alive. You know, he's got really good instincts, made some really good decisions and some good throws. And then some of the throws that you saw, I'm sure he wish he had back. But we'll learn through those. But I just love his mindset. I love the strength that he has. He is tough, hard-nosed, competitor, and he will attack. And, you know, I think and the team felt that part of it. And I think it's no coincidence that all of a sudden we blocked a little bit better, the receivers played a little bit better. You know, he has a way to uplift people and uplift the team. But still not good enough. Still not as a team where we need to be. But we got to use this momentum, the little we had in the second half, and we've got to build on that. And that'll be the challenge for our whole team. He's going to go through some learning. He's going to go through some learning on the field, and he'll go through some different looks. And, you know, hopefully for us, that learning curve means more good than bad. And I think that he is the challenge for us with him is just keep getting better. Just keep getting better. And, you know, I think Blake is really understands that's what it's all about. And I think he took that into his mindset today. Yeah. You saw it, right? I think it lifted everybody up. I think that, you know, sometimes it's like having a good punt returner on punt return. When you have that, all of a sudden the blocks are a hell of a longer. You know, plays just happen. And I think that's what Blake did. I think that when he came in there, things fell into place a little bit better, and guys were making plays. And sometimes that happens with a guy that goes in there, regardless of the situation. But Blake has done that in preseason, and it was good to see that today. And we just got to tighten up some of the decisions. And I think it's a competitive league, and there's going to be times when you're playing corner and you go up for the ball and they make a great play. Those things happen. But I think the consistency, you know, the ball's up, we didn't make the play. The ball's up, we didn't make the play. The ball's up, I mean, let's go. You know, somewhere we've got to make that play. And we call your number on a pressure and you come free, you got to make that play. If we call it twice and you come free, you got to make that play. And but as coaches, we'll look at it and we'll tear it apart and we'll say, did we teach him the right angle? Did we teach him to get his head across? Did we teach him to go hands to hands? And we'll put a lot of blame on us and we'll share it. But I think sooner or later, they got to be able to stand up.